just like me.
The White Noise Show with Sarah and Christina. Hello and welcome to the White Noise Show with Christina and Sarah. We're coming to you from the UK. This is our first show. Our email address is thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. That's thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. So if you have any comments or suggestions, do get in touch. And our shows will be about all things albinism. So, on that note, Sarah, what do you like to be called? Are you an albino? Do you have albinism? Are you a person with albinism? Are you albinotic, an albinoid? What are you?
I firstly like to be called Sarah.
Right.
I think that's my big message would be that generally speaking, Sarah works best for me rather than anything else. Right. If someone is referring to my albinism, I suppose that depends, really. It depends who it is and it depends how it's said. Okay. So if it's one of my friends and they turn around and went, oh yeah, Sarah, she's an albino, huh? That's fine. If it's a randomer in the street who's kind of hurling at me like kind of randomly in an abusive way, then albino is not such a great word for me.
What connotations does it bring up?
For me, connotations wise, if it is said in a negative way, then it's almost referring to me as an it rather than a person. Yeah. And I think I find that the most offensive thing is when somebody speaks to me or speaks about me as though I'm not kind of a female human being. Sometimes I think it's really, people can be very rude. I mean, I had a guy, I was just waiting for a bus. I was kind of just stood on my own waiting for a bus, and I was just, it's only kind of a few months ago. And this guy walks up to me and goes, you're one of those, aren't you? So a complete random stranger just walks past me and feels that he can walk up to me. He wasn't even going to wait for the bus too. It wasn't like we were kind of at the bus stop together. He was just walking past and felt like he had the audacity to walk up to me and go, you're one of those, aren't you?
One of those what?
And no, I turned around and said, what, a woman? And he said, no, 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 one of those, one of those. And I said, a human being. And he said, no, 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 one of those, one of those. And I said, ah, a person with albinism. I refused to say albino because I just thought he's actually being incredibly rude, whether he meant it to be rude.
And he's using it in the negative form, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you like to be referred to as?
Well, I don't know. I prefer... I can't talk. I describe myself as a person with albinism, and when I talk to people that I think will know who have any kind of intelligence, I will say albinism. But you kind of gauge the situation, and I will say albino. But to me, I don't like that word, and the reason I don't like it is because for me, it kind of brings up slightly bad memories, not in a traumatic, I need counselling kind of way.
Sit in the corner and rock.
Yeah, that kind of thing. No, just in a, I don't really like it. But my, but I'd say people I know would possibly just say, she's an albino. Not in a horrible way, they just would, because that's the word that most people know, I guess.
I think my family would.
Yeah, I think mine would as well.
Sure, my mum's like, oh yeah, my daughter's albino.
Except you're not, though.
Except I'm not, because actually I'm Swedish, according to her. Yeah, some denial issues there, I think.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really brilliant. It's all about how it's said, I think, is the answer to that.
Okay, so shall we conclude that when we are talking on this lovely podcast, we will talk about people with albinism?
Really?
Well, I tell you what, say what you like. If you want to get in touch, email us thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. That's thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Moving on to the next bit, which is my issue time. Now, I have started running. This might be an unbelievable fact for anybody that knows me. I've got my big fat backside off the sofa and decided to actually keep fit. So I got all my nice running shoes. I've got my nice like black trousery, like 3/4 length, whatever capri pants, running things that cool people wear. I've got a nice running top. And I've got a hairband. So all my hair's out of my face. So I look, I think I look
you're like
quite
Mr. Motivator.
Cool. Yeah, I think I look kind of Paula Radcliffe-esque, frankly. I think quite impressed with the look. So so I get outside, all confident, running along, blah, blah, blah. Well, running kind of, you know, whatever. And then the second time I went out, bearing in mind I live in a really nice middle class area, I get these kids who are about 12, 13, 14 shout, "Oi, albino!" and start laughing. And I felt my confidence go from about 100 to about 2% in 5 minutes. And I think part of it is because I'm kind of not used to that so much anymore. And it was in the area where I live, you know, like, so I just felt totally humiliated by the experience, as you do anyway. You know, I came home sort of saying, "Oh no, I feel a bit rubbish, this happened." And then I go again and it happens. Anyway, it's happened about 6 times. My problem is, I'm guessing they're the same boys, but I have no idea. I can't tell if they're the same boys. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I make pathetic schoolgirl comments back at them like, "Oi, losers," because obviously that's a really clever thing that came straight to my head. What do I do? What do I do? Do I ignore it? Do I make a comment back to them? What do I do? Tell me what I do.
I think you ignore it. I think you rise above and I think you ignore it. And I think that's a really tough thing to do. But unfortunately, I think if you go out running, you're drawing attention to yourself anyway, regardless of who you are, regardless of if you have albinism or not. You know, ultimately, runners are targets for general abuse, I think. And the majority of that, I believe, comes down to, I don't know if jealousy is quite the right word.
But the fact maybe they've not got off their backsides and they're not doing it themselves.
They're not doing it. And, you know, and I think it kind of just makes you a bit of a sitting duck, whoever you are. One of the unfortunate things about having albinism, I guess, isn't it, that you stick out like a sore thumb, and kind of it's something very easy for somebody with, well, lesser intelligence, and nothing better to do with their time, to kind of pick on. But I think it's really tough, and I think it's wrong. And I think if it was,
is it wrong? I would never have guessed.
Never have guessed. I mean, it is. If it was being said to somebody of a different race, then it would be a racist hate crime.
Yeah, of course they would. Well, it is, you know, and my partner was getting all political, going, "Well, it's a hate crime." And my sister was saying, "Well, it's a hate crime. Get the local," I can't say PCOS because that's polycystic ovary syndrome, police support community officer, them, get them involved. And I'm like, fine. And you know what? If it persisted, I might just get them, because we have loads around here. Not because it's a rough area, just because I think they've got nothing better to do and like hanging out in like a bit of countryside and stuff, whatever. And so I don't know who they are. What am I supposed to do? I can't recognise them. You know, I wouldn't know who they were. I'm supposed to call the police and say, "Yes, I've got this issue. I'm being harassed, but I can't tell you who they are." So, but I think part of the problem, part of what really upset me, is the fact I'm a grown woman with a child in my early 30s, and they're 13, 14. You know, it just, I think it's because I've not had this kind of thing for ages, and I've got it, and it's on my home patch, and I'm worried that they might do it in front of my son, who's 3. I'd find that really embarrassing. And then there's another guy who likes to sing at the top of his voice every time I walk out of the house and he's walking past. It smells like Teen Spirit, you know, that lyric from Nirvana, the whatever. Albino.
I think we'll always have Kurt Cobain to thank for that.
I know. Thanks very much, Kurt. R.I.P. But it's great. Living around here is fantastic. So to sum it up, you would suggest ignoring it.
Yeah, I think ultimately, if you look back on kind of school days, and I think we'll all agree that we had a bit of rubbish thrown our way at school. I think if you didn't and you have albinism, you're incredibly lucky. I know I certainly did. And ultimately, the best way is to ignore it. It's classic bully, classic kind of, if you ignore them, they get really bored because you're giving them no response. You're giving them nothing back. And ultimately, you have to look at them and go, "Oh my God, they're children." And they are 13, 14 year olds. They are children.
I know. Now, I've just got back chat issues. Whatever anybody has here, I can't let things go. Yeah, can't let things go. I have to be like, nah, 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 nah. And I know it's pathetic. And I will. And I saw them again and I didn't say anything. So I think I'm just, and you know, they're like, "Hi, albino." And I just thought, okay, I don't ever say that in front of my mum and dad, because if my mum and dad happened to be there, I would honestly sink right into the pavement.
Whereas mine would walk over and go, "No, she doesn't, dear.
She's Scandinavian.
She's from the Swedish Isle.
She's from Albania, yeah."
Is Albania in, like, that area?
Don't embarrass yourself. No, love, it's not. It's in Eastern Europe.
Oh. Geography was never my strong point.
No. So we'll agree that they're a load of idiots and that I should be the adult like I am, and I ignore them. If you would like to get in touch and have any suggestions of how to deal with idiotic people, the email address is thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Visit us on the web, thewhitenoiseshow.com. thewhitenoiseshow.com. Now, Sarah.
Yes.
It's quiz time.
Oh, I love quizzes.
But do you know what the theme of this quiz is going to be about? Any guesses?
No, I just can't think. I can't think at all, given that there's no particular theme to this podcast whatsoever.
Seriously, issues. Right, now, you have got, and I am going to time this with my excellent iPhone. Bear with me. Where's the stop? What's the icon for stopwatch on your iPhone?
It's a watch. It's a clock face.
All right.
Quite obvious, really, wasn't it?
Right. Okay. So you've got 2 minutes. Bear in my mind, I'm not all that smart, so I take it slowly because I haven't got that many questions. And you have to try and answer as many of these questions as you can.
Okay. I'm confident.
Are you quietly confident?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Set. Go. Okay, how many types of OCA have been identified?
4.
Very good. What is the incidence of OCA1 worldwide?
Ooh, between 1 in 17 and 1 in 20,000.
No, wrong. Well, shall I have to tell you?
No, because I've got 2 minutes.
That's a very good point, yeah. What in the eye is undeveloped or lacking in albinism?
Fovea.
What enzyme that produces melanin is absent in OCA1?
Tyrosinase.
Name 3 famous people with albinism.
Ooh, Roy Orbison.
Hey?
Johnny Winter. Yeah.
Roy Orbison?
Roy Orbison. Don't freeze up my 2 minutes. Stop procrastinating. Roy Orbison, Johnny Winter, and his brother Edgar Winter.
Right. Roy Orbison, isn't that like some old...
about Roy Orbison. Everyone knows he was...
All right, shush with you. Shush, Barbara, with your minutes.
Barbara?
What... Yeah, sorry, it's this thing I say. I can't help myself. Barbara. What country in Central America is the incidence of albinism approximately 1 in 50?
Puerto Rico.
No. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. In Zimbabwe, what is a common held myth about albinism?
We're a sign of the devil.
Nope, moving on. What is strabismus?
It's when you have a squint, when your eye turns in.
Do you have red eyes?
No.
Name 3 people with albinism in them.
Characters. I don't understand.
Name 3 movies with...
Movies.
Sorry, did I not say it? Name 3 movies with people with albinism as characters in them.
Powder.
Yep.
Oh. Da Vinci Code. And... Albino Alligator. Does that count? No, it's not a person, but, you know.
Last one, because you've got... Oh, you've got 2 seconds left. Name 2 rarer types of albinism.
Ocular albinism and Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome.
Okay, good. Right, that's... you've done it in a bit more than... but I'll take time off because I'm quite...
Well, we get extra time, don't we, because we're visually impaired.
Oh, yeah, you get an extra
25% extra time, as I recall, from exams.
Right, so let's recap on this excellent quiz. How many types of OCA have been identified? You said
4.
The computer said 4. What is the incidence of OCA1 worldwide?
I said between 1 in 17,000 and 1 in 20,000.
Incorrect. It is the incidence of albinism as a whole is 1 in 17,000. The incidence of OCA1 is 1 in 40,000. You got this right. What is the what in the eye in albinism is underdeveloped or lacking?
Fovea.
What enzyme that produces melanin is absent in OCA1?
I said tyrosinase.
Name three famous people with albinism, you said?
I said Roy Orbison, which did cause some debate, Edgar Winter and Johnny Winter.
Yes, you could have also had Archibald Spooner, Darnell from Big Brother, Noah. Hello, Noah.
Darnell is not famous.
Look, if you're listening in America, you end up who Darnell is.
Scraping the barrel.
But we don't have that many people. And then somebody that always crops up when you talk about this is Yellow Man. Can someone tell me who Yellow Man is?
Isn't he a rapper?
Oh, is he?
So, and there's another rapper, Brother Ali, and he's quite cool, actually.
Okay, well, if you can tell me more about the Yellow Man, the email address is thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Okay, what country in Central America is the incidence of albinism approximately 1 in 50?
I said Puerto Rico.
The answer is Panama, among the San Blas Islands. In Zimbabwe, what is a
is that near Albania?
That is near Albania, that's correct, Sarah. In Zimbabwe, what is a common held myth about albinism?
I did say it was the devil, but I think it's that we're ghosts. No. We don't have a soul or something.
No, yeah. You're not all that smart, are you? Making love with somebody with albinism, with a woman with albinism, will cure HIV.
That's awesome.
It's horrific, Nops. Sarah. Yeah. What did we have? What is strabismus?
That's a squint when your eye turns in.
Yep. Do you have red eyes? You said no. I say yes.
How rude! Just for people listening, I have pale blue eyes. Actually, Christina, stop.
Okay. You know, people with albinism have pale blue or grey eyes, apparently. Mm-hmm. Right. Name three movies with characters with albinism in them.
I said The Da Vinci Code and Powder, which is definite. And then I did say albino alligator, but clearly that's an alligator.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Not a person. So
No. We're not allowed to recap, thank you very much. Da Vinci Code, Powder, Me, Myself and Irene.
Of course.
Cold Mountain. The Matrix.
That had an albino in it. Was it just a little bit cold person?
Yeah, they just were a little bit cold and a bit white around the face and, you know. The Matrix, in The Matrix, the evil albino twins.
Although, I did see a debate online about that, and apparently the producers claimed that they weren't meant to be albino, even though they were called the evil albino twins.
Yeah, and in all the films where they depict albinism in a really rubbish way, all the producers say, oh no, they're not albino. The Time Machine, the Uber Morlock. Apparently. Oh. I've not seen that film, so. And do you know what? Just out of interest, in all those films, only one of the people who played a person with albinism actually had albinism. Do you know which film that was?
Me, Myself and Irene.
Very good. And do you know who it was?
I used to, I don't anymore.
I can't remember. Some guy called Michael. Michael somebody or other. Michael? Mm-hmm. Sorry if I don't remember your name, but you were great. And name two rarer types of albinism.
I said ocular albinism and Hermansky-Pudlock syndrome. However, I would like to say that Hermansky-Pudlock syndrome isn't a type of albinism. Albinism is part of the Hermansky-Pudlock syndrome.
Yes, because it's a syndrome. All right, medical lady. And then the other one, there was Chidaki-Higashi syndrome.
And again, it's still albinism, but it's just part of the syndrome.
All right, love.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you actually know what my score was, though?
Yeah, it's about 3.
Wasn't three? That's such a lie. I'm a high achiever.
If you want to get in touch, email us thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. That's thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Sarah, you wanted to talk about sport today.
I did. And it was interesting you brought up your running, actually. I want to talk about sport because I had a miserable experience in PE as a child. And I loathed sport. Yeah. Absolutely hated it. Didn't mind swimming, but everything else I couldn't stand. I'd do whatever I could to get out of PE. Yeah. It was like a ritual humiliation twice a week.
And didn't you actually get yourself out of PE in the end?
I did. When I was in year 10 and year 11 at school, so that's like 14 to 16, I did actually get excused from PE because I... basically said to my PE teachers, you know, actually, this is just a humiliation for me twice a week. You don't do anything that's accessible to me that I can ever kind of achieve at. you know, I don't want to do it. I actually find some of the stuff you're getting me to do actually a bit scary. You know, having a netball flung at you at high speed isn't really much fun when you've had it in the face a
few
times.
Did you ever get your fingers bent back?
No, I just had my nose, like, properly on the end of my nose a few times, which really hurts. Although I did watch my friend play netball the other day, and she did get her fingers bent back, but she can see.
Well, that's
she's just a bit clumsy.
Poor, isn't it?
No, really quite poor.
Fingers bent back, forehead. Very painful.
Yeah, very painful. And so I kind of got excused from doing it, really, which, on reflection, I sort of think it's kind of wrong. I mean, I actually don't think I should have been excused. I think what they should have done was said, okay, yeah, actually, we
make
totally
it
agree.
Accessible.
Netball, badminton, tennis, you're never going to be great, are you? But actually, they could have made it accessible. And they could have said, okay, actually, then, what can you do? Okay, you can swim.
Not very much,
run. Not very much, actually. Lost her. No hope, really. But they should have done more. And, you know, I kind of strongly believe that as a society, we're all becoming fat and lazy.
I'm not. I go
No,
running.
You're not. No, that's fine. But everyone else is becoming fat and lazy. Well, not everyone else. That's a bit harsh. Generally speaking, we're becoming more and more inactive.
If you're not Sarah and you're not Christina, you're fat. You're
And I just sort of feel that actually people need to be encouraged to participate in sport, not just because it's, you know, it's obviously clearly a part of a healthy lifestyle. It's kind of essential for a healthy lifestyle. But it's also, you know, so important in terms of self-esteem, in terms of fun. You know, a sport can be really good fun. And I think as a young person, I hated it and then kind of actually got really into sport in my kind of early 20s. And haven't looked back since, and it kind of makes up a massive part of my life, and I kind of regret that actually as a teenager I was so put off by my PE teachers, and I solely blame my PE teachers, you know, and I kind of think actually things need to change, and I don't think they are. I mean, I'm a physio, I'm a children's physio, and I look at some of my children with physical disabilities that I work with, and there is no attempt to make PE kind of accessible to them, make it something that they can join in with within their wheelchairs or whatever, up on their feet, but kind of at a slower pace, you know, whatever it might be. There's no attempt to do that. And for me, that's kind of poor. I want to change that. I want to change the world.
You want to go on a crusade and change it. No, but I do. I mean, I do agree. I had dreadful experiences at school. Well, not in a really, I just felt really rubbish about myself because I clearly was always the last one to get picked because who would want me? I mean, I you know, really, who would want me? Rounders and American people, you probably won't know what that is. Is this something like baseball or something? I don't know. It's something with a bat and a ball and it comes at you really fast. I think I scored a rounder once in the whole of my kind of like 15-year rounders. Well, like,
and that was
that,
probably
like,
because they gave it to you, really.
No, it wasn't that. It was an accident. I think it was like a 1 in a million chance, but I just moved my bat and I hit it. And I was so shocked that I hit it, I couldn't run. They were going,
oh my God.
And I got out because they got to the stump before me because I was in shock that I'd actually scored a rounder. So, but also what I regret is that they should have made it more accessible, and you're totally right. And I do think it is actually a humiliating experience making someone who's got really poor vision play tennis. I mean, really, I so wanted to be good at tennis, you know, and have all the really cool trainers and like my lovely gym skirt, like all the cool ones that like Jennifer Capriati was wearing at the time because she was all big and playing tennis and stuff. And I'd look really cool. Except
how old are you?
The problem is, I couldn't hit the ball. I tried so hard and I'd watched it go over the net, but I didn't know where it was going to go and it was just awful. But my thing I think I feel sad about is the fact that I wish I could have said to them, you know, hindsight is a great thing. Like lots of things in school, I wish I could have said, do you know what? I find this really hard. Could you do something to help me enjoy sport in another way? You know, but I know as a kid it's hard to do that, and if you're not feeling great about yourself and it's coming combination with, I don't know, people shouting "Albion" across the playground, you know, you're not feeling great about yourself. But I do wish I could have had a bigger voice at school and say, you know, sports, you know, are really hard for me. I'd like to do them. I'd like to be good at something. Can you help me? What can we do?
See, I don't think it should be about the student having a bigger voice. I think it should be about teachers having better education themselves.
But I don't know if that's a reality, though. I don't know.
I personally believe it should be. I feel quite strongly about it. I feel unbelievably strongly about it, that actually, you know, teachers should know better and they should try and find out if they don't know. It's not rocket science. If someone comes into your class who's actually got a different kind of disability or impairment, you know, in our case, visual impairment, comes into your class and you're thinking, oh my goodness, how do I make this accessible to them? Well, go and find out. You know, we're in a world now where actually finding out information like that is kind of easy. You know, go on the internet, look up British Blind Sport, all of those things. And to me, that's, you know, I think most of us, you know, would say kind of in our working lives, if we come across something we don't know about, we go and find out.
Yeah. Research it.
Yeah. And it's just not good enough.
But it is, like you said, it's not rocket science, is it? If you have somebody who's visually impaired walking in through your doors, you don't have to know anything about albinism.
No.
You really don't. It's not rocket science to work out that having a tiny ball thrown at them is just never going to happen, is it?
No, exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, we've got a lot of kind of young visually impaired people who are leaving school with no experience of sport, with kind of a really, not all, I mean, some have a really positive experience of sport, but, you know, a lot will have a really negative experience, and that's going to have a massive impact on the rest of their life, on their health, their social kind of aspects of their life, everything really. And, you know,
well, I think it perpetuates the thing that some people have, which is any excuse as to why they can't do something. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. When actually, you know what? You probably can do it. You just don't know how.
Yeah, just do it a bit differently. You might just do it a slightly different way, approach it in a slightly different way, and actually you'll come out with the same result. And, you know, fundamentally, it's just one of those things for me that I sort of look back on childhood and feel, there's not many things I look back on childhood and feel cross about, to be honest. I had brilliant time, but that's one of them. That's one of the things that I feel quite angry
brilliant
about.
Brilliant time in Sweden.
Let down.
Did you do cross country skiing?
Brilliant time in Sweden, doing my cross country skiing, and I don't, what else do they do in Sweden? Recycle. They're really good at recycling.
Yeah, and where's IKEA from? Is that Swedish?
Oh yeah, I was building flat pack furniture, cross country skiing.
Brilliant.
And your meatballs.
And your mum was going, she doesn't have albinism, she's just Swedish. She's a multitasking Swedish person.
A multitasking Swede who appears to be building a wardrobe on skis.
Well, if you've got anything to say about what we are rabbiting on about, our email address is thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Visit us on the web, thewhitenoiseshow.com. News. So I thought in each podcast we'd do a roundup of the latest albinism news.
Okay. Is there much albinism news?
Well, let me tell you. You may think there's little out there in the albinism news field, but I have some top stories here. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right, this is fantastic. A rare albino wallaroo, one of three, has been reported to be sighted by staff and visitors at the Wolgon Valley Resort and Spa in Australia. Now,
a wallaroo.
Wallaroo. I thought you may ask that, Sarah, so indeed I have the answer. A wallaroo is one of 60 members of the kangaroo family.
Is it like... Is it
wallaby
like
a kangaroo?
Yeah,
I don't know. Australian people, they might know.
The White Noise Shield.
whitenoiseshow@gmail.com. The White
Let
Noise
us know
Show.
What a wallaroo is.
Yeah, I have no idea. But isn't that fascinating? But the next story gets even better. Two albino alligators have just gone on display at some zoo or other
on
in North Carolina. Yeah, like, you know, whatever.
You know... I have to say, I feel like I come from a very boring kind of community of people / animals right now.
This is our community. It gets even better. In South Dakota, Kevin Wolf spotted an albino squirrel on the way to school and thought it was a white cat.
Not a white cat.
A white cat. Now, if you don't believe me...
How did that get into the news?
Do a Google News search, albinism, you'll get all these stories.
You know, I think actually maybe we need help from our listeners here.
Yeah, we need
someone else. That's a slightly more exciting.
Yes,
challenges. I mean, not that I'm disrespecting albino animals. I mean, they're wonderful. I went into the pet shop and bought a hamster a few months ago.
Oh, is it? Has it got albinism? Is it a hamster with albinism?
It is not a hamster with albinism. But we did have quite a funny experience because the woman who was showing us the hamsters, there was a cage with a couple of hamsters with albinism in there, and she turned to us and said, "Oh, yeah. Do you want to look at the albino ones? You might not want to. Some people think they're horrible."
Did she then look at you and Twig or not?
I then took my hat off.
Brilliant. That's nearly as good as your friend from school.
Which one's that?
Was it a rabbit? Was it a hamster? Was it a guinea pig?
It was a hamster. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I had a friend when I was younger, much younger. To be fair, we were probably sort of only like primary school, like 5 or 6 or something. Maybe 18. No, it was about 5 or 6. And she called her albino hamster Sarah. And her mum was just so embarrassed.
So what, did she come running into school going, "I've got a hamster and it's just like you and it's called Sarah"?
I went around to play at her house. My mum took me around for kind of a, what I believe the cool kids now call a play date.
Yeah.
However, being back in the 80s, I just went around to play. And her mum had to very sheepishly explain that the hamster had been called Sarah.
But your mum wouldn't have connected. Is this some kind of Swedish hamster?
It's a Swedish hamster. No. I think my mum couldn't say a lot because actually we'd called our goldfish Adam after our friend's son who was Ginger.
Well, there you go, you see.
So we didn't really have a leg to stand on, to be quite frank.
Yeah. Have you had any animals named after you? thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Well, the last part of my news was what was top trending in Twitter when you typed albinism in. Are you ready? Are you a Twitter person, Sarah?
No, I'm not. And I'm wondering what you're meaning by top trending, if I'm completely honest.
Well, it means that the things that people are talking about most. So you type in albinism, and the things that people were talking about most were, "I have just seen albino."
Was she running with like some really nice 3/4 length capri pants and a good headband on?
It was me. Did you know they could have been talking about me? They could have been talking about you.
They could have been. They could have been talking about any of our listeners. You just don't know where in the country did this come from.
Don't know. Could have been.
Maybe people should be emailing in to say if they think it was them that the Twitter person was talking about.
thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com.
I'm glad you could fill that in because I totally can't remember.
Good. Next one was, "I wish I was an albino."
I wish I was an albino. Gosh.
Now, who was that? Was that a friend of yours who had the hamster named after you? Was she trying to like want to be you now kind of thing? Or
I do wonder what was going through the person's head when they said, I wish I was an albino. I mean, I'm not saying that it's necessarily a bad thing.
But come on.
I'm saying,
why would you want to be
one? I'm not sure I would openly go, "I really want to be an albino."
"I want to meet an albino person" was the next one. Well, hello. I'm Christina. She's Sarah, you know. Don't ever come and meet me because you'd freak me out.
Ever.
But
I do recall when I wasn't even very old, I was probably a teenager, and we were walking through Bristol with my parents, and this random guy runs up to me and says, oh my god, I feel so honoured to meet you. Oh my god, it's just amazing. It's amazing. You're like albino. That's just, oh my god, I just think it's incredible that I've met somebody. I just think it's just the most amazing thing." My parents were absolutely wetting themselves behind me.
Well, totally. Your mum was like, "She's Swedish."
She's Swedish, not an albino. But once they got over that, they were absolutely killing themselves laughing at this bloke. And I was there like going, oh my god,
Brilliant. Well, isn't it like, though, I get random people, and the place where I live, I wasn't brought up here, so like nobody knows me. And you go into shops and people say, "Oh, you in my class at school?" And they kind of think, just because you have albinism, you call the same. But the best one is, nearby where I live, so I've been told, there are two Asian women with albinism. And I regularly go into a supermarket, and they regularly go into that supermarket too. and the people in the supermarket are like, oh, you came in with your sister the other day, didn't you? Bearing in mind, I know that these women wear like full Indian gear, and I'm thinking, how does that work? Do I look Indian?
It's a psychology thing, isn't it? It's actually proved. You don't recognise people outside of your own race. That is like a proper psychology thing.
But what do they think about me and those Asian chicks?
You all look the same because you're all the same colour. Do you not recall that I used to use your ID to get served?
Yeah, and I've used your, like, young person's rail... No, not young person, your rail card or something.
Exactly, yeah. We've always used each other's ID. It's not exactly...
All right, come and arrest me.
Yeah, Christina was aiding my underage drinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brilliant. Passport photos, passports.
We never traded passports.
Sarah's been drug smuggling on my passport. Yep.
That's great.
Good old days of drug smuggling.
Those good old days.
Brilliant. Bit of an age gap, but never mind. Okay. Well, that is it from us. Our email is thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch, do drop us an email. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Trash baby, you're just like me.